That was the Juveniles, one of the awesome bands playing at the Friends of Peace show May 30th at Shims.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick?
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR and the beautiful Reno rockin' Truckee Meadows and the river and all that cool shit. It's the Worst Little Podcast, and I'm your host, Nick Ramirez, with my co-host Chewbacca, Doc G on his last show. We got Dogwater Dick in the back. Mikey's with us talking about Friends of Pee.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yay.
Hell yeah.
That was a great track. Damn.
Fuck, damn, the Juveniles are so on fire, dude.
I bet.
Oh, and they're reuniting for the show, right?
Yes.
They broke up, but they're back.
Well, I think I don't know if they broke up, but they don't play very often, and they have agreed to play this.
Well, that was a great track.
Well, you guys, you should go to what was it, Bandcamp that we went to?
Yeah, Bandcamp has their albums,
and it's hard to serve Churching Juveniles. A lot of stuff comes up, but that name of that song was. Mikey?
Weirder than squirrel shit.
And if you search that, there's only one song by any band that's called that.
If you just Google weirder than squirrel shit.
And then we were able to get the entire album, and it was only $5. So you should
all
do that too.
It was hard to pick a song, but that one's rad.
if the rest, and it's a full, like lots of songs album. So like if the rest of them are even half that good, that was fucking the best $5 I ever spent.
Yeah. $5 is a bargain for just about anything.
You're going to love it.
Love you, Juveniles.
Right on. Hey, and before we go any further, we have a birthday girl in the house.
What?
That's right. It's Mikey's birthday.
Oh, you guys.
Happy birthday, Mikey.
Thank you.
Damn.
Shall we sing happy birthday? 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mikey. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks,
and
guys.
Many more.
Woo-hoo.
And that's awesome. And you can come give Mikey some birthday wishes the 30th at her show, Friends of P. Now, you guys got to know, Mikey is the president of Friends of P and has created this thing. And I'm just her helper, and like it's really nice to be on the side and have watch her go because she's on fire.
Are you the vice president of Friends of Pete?
Hell yeah!
He's assistant president.
I was gonna be like, are you the vice helper? No, you're the
in charge of Paulini, vice president in charge of Paulini,
the VP of P.
That's right.
The VP of F of P is what you are.
I'm the VP FOP.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I just want to be clear. How the ranking goes.
Sound like an alcohol.
But yeah, you guys.
It's going to be a party, you know. It's going to be great. Mikey.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, it's really all about P, which is Paulini, our daughter. Mm-hmm. And she has autism. She's autistic. And she goes to a special... like a special ed classroom
like called Head Start, right?
Yeah, it's like Strategies, it's called at in Washoe County. They most of the elementary schools have these Strategies classrooms, and she's in one of those. And the teachers that take care of these kids are really special and really help these kids a lot. You know, there's a lot to do with these kids where you, the parents are just kind of figuring things out right now. Like they just learn they have autism, or they've realized they have a developmental disability, but they don't know quite how to handle it yet. And they really rely on the things that they learn from their kid going to one of these classrooms, and also through therapies that they go to. Anyways, what we're trying to do is raise awareness and funds for some of the strategies classrooms around Reno. And the goal is to raise funds for at least 3 classrooms, hopefully to give about $500 to each classroom just so that the teacher can do what they want to do with that money. If we raise more than that, great. And we also want to raise some money for the caregivers and paras that are at the schools.
And like, the teachers.
Well, the teachers also, mm-hmm. the teachers, the paras, and also parents. Sometimes, you know, we don't take care of ourselves because we're taking care of our kids, the teachers probably put a lot of their own money into their school projects and things. And we're just trying to raise some money for self-care gift cards, like it could be a massage or get your hair done or get a mani-pedi or anything that sounds relaxing or like a treat that we can give to the teachers and caregivers and those kind of special angels in our lives.
Yeah. Yeah. People are awesome.
And Rick, your sister Gina offered from the salon, who was our sponsor in March.
Ascenza Salon and Sparks.
Yes. And so thank you, Gina. I know you're listening.
So that's awesome.
So we're doing a big rock show on the 30th at Shims. And we're going to have...
Hell yeah.
We're going to have Eric and Aurora Foreman. They're going to do an acoustic set, and we're going to do some mind magic or mind fuckery.
Yeah, that's what Helena calls it, mind fuckery.
Mentalism.
Yeah, but actually Helena has spilled the beans a bit and said that she's going to actually be doing an escape, like a Houdini escape.
Oh, my God.
So you want to come and see. That's bonkers. Worth the admission.
And is that early in the show?
Yeah, that's early in the show.
So that means that if something goes wrong and she actually gets like trapped in another dimension or something, that it'll ruin the whole show.
And while we're watching all this, there's free nachos. Go on.
That's right. Courtesy of Nacho Bitch.
So that's like a silver lining. If Helena disappears, at least we get nachos.
Yeah. While we wait to see if she comes back, we can eat nachos. And Nacho Bitch is going to play. Wanton Dooley, Roxy Colley. Glitter Bats, Nosebone, Mikey's band, formerly the Shames, but they're ripping it as Nosebone. If anybody caught the Dave Massoud show, which was hot, and Alpine is a great venue, and Sad Giants were awesome. Like, that's one thing in the past that I got to tell you guys about that was just so dope. Dave Massoud's record release party, and Nosebone killed it that night.
Yeah.
And then our headliners, well, we also have DJ Stacks of Wax all day. Jamal's going to be there from Kaiser Soze and the Mud Sharks and DJ Stacks of Wax, man. He plays the best stuff. Yeah. And then our headliners, who we just heard from the Juveniles, and then you'll be hearing from Rotary Club in a little bit on the show, and they're also one of the best bands in Reno, so check it out. We got all that for you Saturday, the 30th, Friends of P, free nachos.
Yay.
So, Rick, let's play a second song.
Rad, what other band is playing that we could hear a song from?
Well, a few of my bands are playing.
We should get one of those out of the way, don't you think?
Yeah, what do you want to hear? Mikey, Roxy, Nosebone, Glitterbats?
Why don't you pick, because it's your band's.
All right. We'll do one of mine, then we'll do one of yours, then we'll do one of mine.
Okay.
Oh, and then we have a special treat too for you guys. We recorded something in our living room and we sent it to Rick, so you'll be able to hear that too.
Nacho Bitch.
So which one are you most excited for, you guys? What do you want to hear? Doc G.
Wasn't there a cover of Moon Age Daydream?
You want to hear that?
Oh.
All right, here, hit the Glitter Bats.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Squawking like a pig monkey bread. And I'm busting out my brains for the wind. Keep your electric high. take it, baby. Lay the real thing on me. The church of man lost is such a holy place for me. Make me, baby. Make me know you really care. Make me jump into the air. Keep your electric high on me, babe. Put your ring onto my head. Press your space face close to mine, love. Oh, freak out in a moonage daydream, oh
I swear to God. And I remember hearing that song for the first time, and I hadn't gotten into old Bowie for a long time, and it was in 2016 when my grandparents had died, and I was listening to old Bowie for the first time because Bowie had just died, and I was like, and I heard that song, and I thought, this song should have a fucking memory in my life, and it doesn't. And then you guys fucking played that at the Cellar.
Yeah.
And fucking, and Freddie was wearing that fucking, that Evil Queen outfit, like, it was just unbelievable, and it scarred me. And now when I hear that song, like even the Bowie version, I just picture Keith playing bass, and like it's not, I don't see Bowie at all. Like, I just, it's, that song is you guys to me, and I love that so much.
Oh man, thank you. I love Magic. My homies so bad in the Glitter Bats, and we're gonna give you a great set. I'm glad we did a cover because that's what we're doing for the show.
Fucking
we
rad.
Had a great set of some of our very popular covers, and last time we did that was for Punk Rock Prom, and everybody loved it. So it's going to be very special for Friends of Pete, and we'll have more from all the bands from Friends of Pete. Mikey, did you get everything you wanted for your birthday?
I got everything and more that I wanted for my birthday. I got an awesome Jack Cassidy bass.
Hell yeah.
It's white and super sweet.
Hollow F.
And I got like that for my birthday. And then for Mother's Day, I got a really cool synth pedal that's been fun to play with. So
that sounds nice.
Nice addition to Nacho Bitch.
Yeah. So thanks, babe.
Sounds like a great birthday and Mother's Day.
That was some good stuff. And then everybody else loved you too. So You got a lot of good stuff.
I got a corn cake.
Yeah. Mm. It looked just like corn.
My niece made me a cake that looked like corn.
Is it made with corn?
No, just corn looking frosting.
That's awesome. That's a great idea. Because who wants a real corn cake?
Well, yeah. Corn I was
bread,
picturing.
But
I was
not corn cake.
You know when you go to some of those Mexican restaurants and they have that little bit of sweet corn, like mash stuff that they serve with your food?
Cream corn?
Mm. No, it's like.
Like a corn salsa?
No, it's like a mash stuff and it's sweet. Mm. And it's like the consistency of very thick cream of wheat.
Mm. Sure, no. It's not cream corn?
You guys have never had that?
No, I think you're
I just sound crazy.
Been served that.
They told you it was corn?
No, it's a cornmeal thing. It's like a sweet cornmeal little like glob. Anyway.
So it's kind of like cornbread but mashed up?
Yeah, but it's softer. It's like yeah. So anyway,
okay. Where can I get something like that, Rick?
I think it was at one of those. What's one of those really? What was the place that was a Mexican restaurant at the GSR? I forgot.
Chewy and Jugs?
Yes, that place had it.
No. Is it just Chewy's?
No. Very Chewy?
No.
This is the worst radio ever.
Hey, speaking of corn.
Yeah.
What about chips? What about corn chips?
Yeah, with
what about
cheese.
Nachos? What about nacho bitch?
Cheese me. Oh, yeah. Like, I cheese you.
Oh, shit.
Okay, now, you guys gave us a track of you just playing at your house, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is recorded with an iPhone. Yay!
That was awesome. Yeah. It had like a real demo feel.
Yeah. And that's what your neighbors hear.
Just a little
it could have been recorded on a ghetto blaster on a cassette back in the day, but it's on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much the ghetto blaster.
It's a throwback. Good ass song.
Nowadays.
Great bass line.
Ghetto blasters had better speakers than your iPhone, though.
Big time.
That's true. They're better at parties than your phone.
But then you can just hook a Bluetooth and you're good.
Yeah, that's true.
You can blow it up.
Just stick it on a
And you couldn't put it,
speaker.
You couldn't slip it in your pocket. You had to carry it on your shoulder.
Yeah.
So.
And the bigger the better, the more bulkier and ridiculous.
The bulkier the better.
Just on a side note, the coolest, what do they call it? Blaster? What do they call it? A boombox, anyway, was the giant boombox on the playa, the mobile boombox that had giant speakers where the speakers would go on a boombox. And then the DJ was in the cassette or on top? I think he's on top.
Oh, that's rad.
Yeah.
That was the coolest quote unquote ghetto blaster, very not PC. Don't cancel me. Great story, Nick.
Speaking of speaking of the bulkier the better.
Yeah, speedy burrito. I was gonna prompt Sam too.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Speedy burrito.
Oh, I was thinking of super burrito. Super.
They're good too, but I like speedy better. But that's just
oh, what do you get there?
I get just the large burrito asada with jalapenos on it.
Do you ever get a wet burrito there?
No, I don't, because I like that their burritos don't fall apart in my hand. I like to eat a burrito like a handheld.
Okay.
A lot of places I do get a wet burrito, but
I love both of those places so much.
Doc G, what's your feelings on these burrito subject?
I don't know if I've had like wet burritos.
Oh man,
is a burrito when they pour sauce burritos. And cheese on it?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you eat it with a fork.
It's kind of like a giant enchilada.
Yeah, you can't.
I've had it once. I think I generally prefer everything inside the burrito.
I do got to say,
dry on the inside.
I do got to say, like sometimes I've had a wet burrito that changed my mind because they did it right.
Yeah.
And I've had a wet burrito that just felt like they dumped bad sauce on a burrito.
I like Tacos El Rey does a good wet burrito.
Mm.
But the burritos, the speedy burrito, like they're gigantic burritos that you get, like it's so big, like as big as your forearm. And you can eat the whole thing and it doesn't fall apart in your hand. It's a beautiful thing. But anyways, what were we talking about?
Oh, the chili relleno burrito. That's what I was talking about.
I had one of those the other day in Morenci, Arizona.
Shit.
You can put nacho cheese on that. You know, make it a wet burrito with the cheese, you know. Oh, and also speaking of good food, across the street from Shim's, where we're holding the shindig, across the street west, Faux 777 is back, dude. Right there on the corner, Faux 777.
Nice.
When they had a place at the Mizpah Hotel, and I worked at Long Necks, which was also in the same building, there was like a back alley there, and I would go and give them chicken wings sometimes, and they would give me coffee. They had the best coffee. They probably still do.
Mm.
Slow drip.
Right on. And I think there's going to be a food truck there, too. There usually is. There was at Mary Anarchy. I think the same food truck's going to be there.
They have a great little parking lot. It would be perfect for that,
Yeah, and they were fucking delicious. I think I had the hamburger. It was just like a smash burger.
It's going to be a good deal all the way around.
Dude, smash burgers are so good.
Yes. What other cool things are happening at the show, Mike?
There's going to be a raffle and a silent auction. And we already have some cool raffle prizes that have been donated. We have Soup has donated and Wild River Grill and our friend Rhiannon from Blue Salon has donated a gift certificate. Radical Cat, we have Slovenly Recordings who have donated some records and then Sticker Guy as well. I hear Worst Little Podcast also is our sponsor. Mm-hmm. Thanks, guys.
That's right.
There's also more.
Reverend Roy Down is representing us. And we're doing this podcast right now.
So. Yeah.
And other things.
Yeah, so thanks, everybody. And we're still collecting more. And we really, really seriously do need some more art.
Yeah.
So.
And Pan from the Potentialists, thank you. I don't know if you said that or not.
Oh, I didn't yet, but thank you, Pan.
Yeah, he donated a big, like almost 3 feet by 4 feet. It's called Osler's Ghost of Marilyn. It's fucking a really great Pan painting. It's one of the good ones. Yeah, it's a big, big wall piece. And we'll be auctioning that off. And if you like art and need something really cool and central and Reno as fuck, you should come bid on this painting. Hey, Rick, speaking of Reno as fuck, seeing as it's Doc G's last podcast with us, Doc G, are you ready to take the quiz?
We're doing quiz time?
Let's do a fast quiz with Doc G. We can't let you out of the show without doing it to you once, right?
Yeah, if Rick's ready for it.
Let's do the truncated fast version. Mikey, you'll be in on the questions. Hit that music. All right.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Well, that's right, folks. It's time for the worst little quiz. Today's victim, Doc G, who's leaving us. Where are you headed to, sir, if I may ask?
Yeah, Purdue at Indiana.
Purdue.
It's a Big Ten school. That's a pretty awesome place to go.
Yes.
Boilermakers.
I'll be pretty isolated, but, 40,000 undergrad students.
Yeah, it's a
big-ass
school. Yeah, I think you're going to You're going to have a great time. Congratulations.
Yeah. Representing Reno out there or what?
Yeah.
Are you going to not tell people you're from Reno?
Nah, I'll
you
tell
know
people.
What? Depends on the situation. Right?
I'm also from Seattle originally, so.
Oh, cool. You're hella cool. You're like twice cool. I'm from Seattle too, yeah. And Reno. But you're hella cooler
so like,
if you're going
like
to Purdue.
We're like quadruple cool between the two of us.
Yeah, you just go to Purdue too. You guys would be triplets.
Then I'd be fucking cool like Doc G. Did you get a scholarship or anything?
No.
No, but you got accepted and you're going to Purdue. And what are you studying?
Currently, it's going to be integrated business and engineering.
Hell yeah, man.
That's awesome and very interesting. Now let's
talk
about this.
You might want to minor in something more useful.
Yeah.
Yeah, like art like, history, you know, or
exactly,
some shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, philosophy.
So.
Sociology.
Theology.
Okay. All right, let's get to the quiz. All right. So, Cadillac Kim can't be here today, but she has the awesome question. If you took two animals, you spliced them together, what are you going to have, Doc Chi, and what does it look like?
Like, just as a creation? I'm not, like, turning it to this animal, right?
No. Okay. You're creating it.
You could turn it to it if you wanted to.
You're able to slice this DNA together any way you want.
I would probably say, like, an eagle and an axolotl. I like an axolotl's, like, regenerative abilities.
What is that? Oh, like a lizard?
They're like, they're like ocean salamanders. They're in Mexico, I think.
Wow. That's a cool one.
They regenerate really fast. So if you could have, like, an eagle that could regenerate, that'd be awesome.
Very cool answer. All right, Chewy, you're up.
Can you name the five state capitals of the five states that border Nevada?
Probably not.
Okay.
And they let you into Purdue?
Can you name the five states that border Nevada?
California.
Right.
Arizona?
Yeah.
Utah?
Correct.
New Mexico?
No.
No.
Number two, the northern
Oregon. Idaho?
Idaho, yeah. And one more?
We don't touch Oregon, do we?
We do touch Oregon, okay. Yeah. So we'll give you that one.
Okay.
All right. Good job.
Capitals? Yeah. I could try.
All right, let's start.
Is Sacramento?
Yeah.
Salem.
Correct.
Is it Santa Fe for New Mexico?
It is, but Santa Fe doesn't, or New Mexico doesn't touch Nevada.
Oh, why did I say New Mexico? Yeah.
Sorry.
Is it just Salt Lake City for Utah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you got two more. You got Idaho and Arizona.
Yeah, Boise.
Yep.
And is it just Phoenix?
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Good job. All right.
You did it. Ding,
ding, damn.
You get to go to college.
Good job.
Big brain on G.
Damn. I don't know why. I think I have an obsession.
You haven't busted out that question in a long, long time, but I figured why not.
You won the quiz.
Smart guy.
Good job.
Yep.
Maybe the love of your life is from New Mexico or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who knows? We'll see, young G out there. Rick, do you got a question?
What is the dumbest thing you ever shoplifted?
I've never shoplifted.
I knew you were going to say that.
No
what
points,
is your,
but
what
you're
is
awesome.
Your, what, is your, what is your most memorable story from middle school?
Damn. This feels like a lot of pressure because nothing's coming to mind.
But like a kid never puked in class, or they didn't like you didn't get two apple pie sticks one day.
Did you get in a fight?
Nah. My school is pretty tame.
Or like you know.
Did you guys have to wear uniforms in your middle school?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew a kid that could spit in the air and catch it in his own mouth. And that's one of my
I knew
middle
a couple
school.
I'll go with. This was back when I was in fifth grade. Because that counted as middle school for the school that I was at. In Seattle. And we did a trip to like one of the islands on like the peninsula of Washington and went camping. And I remember for some reason I chose not to have like a sleeping mat underneath the tent. And then there were rocks underneath me and I just couldn't sleep all night.
Lay on rocks.
That was my first time camping.
Oh,
that is memorable.
He's uncomfortable sleeping.
And the pandemic happened. Pandemic happened my sixth grade year, but there's no like one specific incident from that was memorable. Just the
what
whole
was
thing.
School like after during that?
I was chatting on Discord a lot.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was just like zoom in.
That
and
was
just
like
not pay attention
when I got really
shit.
Exposed to the internet.
Yeah. Far out. Yeah. Yeah, everybody did. Yeah, unfortunately.
Were you gaming and Discording?
Not really.
No. Just Discord?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I thought maybe I'd be too distracted in class to get games up or something.
Okay. Do you wanna leave any contact for our listeners to get a hold of you?
Nah.
Just shaking his head no. Mikey, did you have a question for Doc G?
I've been trying to think of one, but I've been blanking out the whole time, and then I forgot that I was trying to think of a question.
Don't you have that one question you guys regularly do that's like if you did a road trip across the
U.S.?
Yeah,
celebrity road trip question. You know it. What's your answer?
I don't know cars very well, so it would be some like just big van, I guess, okay. And it would be Anderson .Paak probably.
Who's he?
It's a celebrity, dude.
Yeah.
I know. I just don't know what he does. Is he a singer or an actor?
I mean, y'all know Bruno Mars, right?
Yeah.
He did an album in 2021, I think. Evening with Silk Sonic. It was him as a duo.
Okay. Yeah, now I do.
The other half of the duo was Anderson .Paak.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
He makes music that just like, it feels like live music.
He's ahead of our time.
Yeah
man. I'm like, things from 10 years ago, I'm all, oh, this is so cool. I look at the date and I'm all, oh fuck.
You should.
Everybody
look
else
him,
already celebrated.
No,
this.
Look into him. His album Malibu is really good. I really enjoy it. All right. So maybe give it a spin.
I will. Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
Okay. You got it. Thank you.
I won. No. Okay.
All right. Quiz done.
Yeah. Okay. No. Let's do the rapid fires. Elvis or Beatles. Okay.
Beatles, I guess.
Star Trek.
You don't care about either one.
Yeah, they're mostly before my time. Star Wars.
Okay, so you're going Star Wars and Beatles?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, now pick from those two.
Star Wars and Beatles?
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Oh.
He hasn't even heard the Beatles.
He's going to Purdue.
I know a couple songs, but I'm not like big on
them. That makes sense. Marijuana or beer?
Can't say I've tried either.
Good. Good answer.
That's why you're going to Purdue.
Yeah.
Shoes or socks?
Shoes.
All right. Good choice.
Soda pop.
Not indoors, though.
I mean, I love socks, I'm half Asian. But shoes are some shit.
Soda pop or sparkling water?
Anything but sparkling water.
Okay.
It's gross.
Okay. Soda pop.
Probably piss over sparkling
dogs
water.
Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Rick.
Would you rather die in the vacuum of space or the bottom of the ocean?
Vacuum of space.
And puke or diarrhea?
Diarrhea, I guess.
I got the perfect question
so weird.
For after that.
Yeah.
Cake or pie?
Oh, that's nice.
Pie.
I think most people are going to go pie.
Not Rory.
After
yeah, you're right.
Puke or
Rory
diarrhea.
Hates pies,
yeah. Puke or diarrhea, cake or pie.
It's a good follow-up.
What's the best burger in Reno?
Burger?
Yeah. What's the best food in Reno?
Are you vegetarian or vegan or any of that?
No. I'm not. I'm just blanking on burgers.
You've been here a few years. What was your favorite restaurant that you went to?
Yeah. Restaurant? I've enjoyed Costa Vida a lot, a couple times that I went.
Dude, do you do the sweet pork?
No.
That's like a burrito with candy inside. It's so good.
Sometimes I crave the horchata from Costa Vida.
Nice. All right, do we know enough about Doc G? Should we total it up?
Yes, it's time, right? That's good.
Pretty middle of the road, bro. I don't even want to read this out loud. But you did great as being an intern first and then an associate producer.
Thanks for all your help.
And today a host. Thank you for being on, Doc G, and we're going to miss you.
Thank you. And I'll be back maybe for Thanksgiving episode or something like that.
That'd cool. Yeah, you're always
you're
welcome back.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime we're doing it on Monday, you know, come on in. So, folks, you're going to be going to the show. Let's hear another band from the lineup. What do
Ooh,
we got?
What do you want to do?
Your turn.
All right, let's do let's do a double shot with or no wait. Let's do what do we got? We got we got Nosebone. Do you want to hear Nosebone yet or do we want to hear One Ton Dooley or I'm saving the Roxy for the end cuz that's your birthday song, babe. That's my song that I wrote you, so
Let's do some Wonton Dooley.
Oh, not. I guess the second to last, because we have a Rotary Club for the last one.
Do Wonton Dooley.
Wonton Dooley sounds lovely.
All right. So Wonton Dooley's playing, and this is what they sound like. God, you guys took so much ass.
So that's one of our hardest songs.
Wonton Dooley rips.
You're gonna love it. Live, yeah, we're very excited. It's me, Spike, Steve, and the Reverend Rory Dowd.
Also, if you got a raccoon stuck under your house, they can get it out for you.
Right on. So this is gonna be what, Nosebone's second show. We already talked about the Dave Massoud show. Second show in Reno, third show. Total.
Ever.
Right.
And do you want to say anything about the track we're about to hear?
This next song is a cover that Nosebone is doing of Devo called Be Stiff.
We just saw at the GSO.
Yeah, we recently went and we ended up all sitting near each other. It was fun.
Nosebone in the house.
Oh, and this is from when you guys were on the podcast. But this was on the Patreon, so the regular audience has never heard this.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Be stiff, the end is be stiff. Girls are sweating, men are rubber.
Fuck, you guys kick so much ass.
That's such a hard song to cover. Well, who decided to do that?
I think Penny did. Penny brought that up. And it's really fun. It is fun to play. It's like, whoa, sometimes.
Yeah, it's so jerky.
We play it extra fast, so it makes it really fun.
Yeah, good
I love job. It. Love it. Speaking of great bands, we got a good song, bad song here.
Bad song.
Are you predicting bad song without even knowing who the artist is?
Never mind. Let me
hear. The artist today is Alice in Chains.
Bad song.
As you guys all know how to play, even Doc G. What's your prediction, Mikey?
Alice is in this Chains. John?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, John's going to say it's a bad song.
I'm going to stick with bad song.
Two bads.
I'll be the only person to go good then.
I'm saying bad song with Mikey and Chewy.
I mean, I think I'm going to think it's a good song.
Yeah.
Three bads and a good. Let's see how we go. How it goes.
Wait, what are you doing, Nick? Oh, you know. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm disqualified from that. All right. Good song, bad song with John again. John? Wow. Is this a good song?
This one's tough for me because the riff kicks ass. The music is very cool. The lyrics are kind of dumb, and I found them really dumb when I was a kid. But I think that just the intensity of the music here is good enough to push it into good song territory.
I agree. Alice in Chains, Dem Bones, good song.
Good job, Doc G. Doc G's the only one.
That is a good song, too.
It was the only one who had faith.
Makes up for your mediocre Worst Little Quiz.
Thank you.
Yeah. When you score low on the Worst Little Quiz, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
I need to smoke more weed.
No, right. I mean, you smoke the right amount of weed, which is zero. For you. You know what I mean? Not for me, but.
Really successful people don't do good.
On Alice in Chains? Yeah. What do you guys think? Do you like Dem Bones?
Yeah, sure. It reminds me of like high school or something.
Yeah, 1990.
Doc G, youngest in the room. What do you think of Alice in Chains?
I don't know.
You don't know Alice in Chains?
Other songs.
The other really big hit
they had Man in the Box.
Song.
Rooster.
Rooster, Goodness, Man in the Box.
What's that one to travel south this year? What's the one is that?
No, that's STP, dude.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Now you can't blame me for confusing those, right?
No.
They're all kind of.
Yeah.
You know.
It wasn't your thing.
Speaking of good song, bad song, you really should protect your ears. And I want to tell you about a neat raffle prize that we're going to have.
Yeah. Speaking of my silly hearing aids.
Tim from the Juveniles, Nick went to see him and got some hearing aids, but also we have those, it's like custom ear plugs that you wear so that you can protect your hearing.
Yeah, molded to your ear hole. Yeah,
so you can wear those when you go to shows. We're going to have two sets of those, and it's basically a hearing healthcare package with custom earplugs, and we're going to have two sets of those raffling off
worth hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, you want this.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Save your hearing and save some money.
Wow.
Tim's rad. He helped us save our ears.
Yeah, wow. That's a good idea. Never put spray foam in your ears.
Never put salt in your eye.
Never, ever.
Always
put salt
remember.
In. What did my mother say
never,
about putting salt in my eye?
Always remember to never put salt in your eye. Always remember to never put salt in your eye. Always put salt in your eye.
All right. Sounds good.
Always put salt in your eye.
I always get that wrong.
Well,
sorry, I've been sick. Okay.
Straighten that out.
That's a rad prize.
Yeah.
Also, never put salt in your eye.
Never. Always remember to never.
Never put spray foam in your ear. Like, it seems tempting because it's got that little tube that comes off it, and you could stick it in your ear.
Oh, right in your ear.
And it would, like, block your ear from hearing anything. But also, it would probably fuck your eardrum up.
And then,
don't do that.
Yeah. And then you'd have to go to the doctor's office, and they'd hold a cup underneath your ear while they ran a water pick inside your ear to get it out.
OSHA video someday.
Yeah.
My mom used to say, if you have to think about it too much before you do it, it's probably a bad idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah. My friends in recovery have said, if you're thinking about, am I an alcoholic, you're probably an alcoholic.
Yeah, so like, maybe don't do that. Since we thought about it,
yeah,
we shouldn't.
Yeah, but also, if you think I'm not an alcoholic, you might still be an alcoholic.
Yes, that's true, too.
Yeah.
I know
several people. I'm an alcoholic.
You'll probably have that thought first before the other one.
Yeah, and then you'd be like, am I an alcoholic? And that's when you know you're a fucking alcoholic. You know, so
if you go around telling everybody you're not an alcoholic,
you're probably an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Just like if you say you know everything, then you probably know nothing.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's get to our final thoughts today.
Well, we got two more songs, right?
There is two more songs. Mikey,
I want to hear Rotary Club.
Hell yeah.
Let's listen to Rotary Club.
They're so rad.
They're going to be our headliners there. Let's hear that.
Some of that.
Oh yeah.
Where are those guys from? They're local Reno band?
Well, I met Rosie and Ilya when the Shames was out with Cathedral Ghost, and we met them in Oakland, but they formed Rotary Club here in Reno.
Hmm.
But they have lived in Reno for some time now.
I haven't heard them before. I think I'm gonna enjoy them.
And they have the shop Radical Cat.
Oh, yeah.
Over there. It's awesome. And there's also a record shop in there.
Mm-hmm.
I
like to support Wells Avenue businesses.
Yes. Yes, you should, because it's a really, really cool shop.
Yeah.
And you can adopt a cat. And
can you just go in and stare at a cat?
You probably could if you wanted to.
All right.
Go in there and pet them.
Yeah, like you can go in and like if you are deciding if you are ready and mm-hmm. you want to, you know. Kind of
go in and give like
get a, with a cat a little bit. Like
give financial advice to a cat.
Yeah, pet it. Make sure like, you know.
You really should do put away 10% of your money.
No.
Oh, okay.
But lots of really cool books and just different really cool gifts and things. But it's a rad idea.
There's always coffee nearby.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah on Wells. There's tons of coffee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah, very for sure.
Cool. Right on. And did we get any final thoughts for Pete, like, or sponsors, and did we do that?
I'm probably forgetting something, but Rory's gonna be the MC. You know, our dear Rory from the podcast.
I remember that guy,
professional MC. Yeah,
he used to be on the show, I think.
Yes, And anyway, hundreds. It's going to be a reminder. It's going to be at Shim's on May 30th. And the entertainment starts at 5, and we'll see you there. Let's party and make some money for a good cause.
Could I ask a question to the room?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you could get any band from the Friends of P event to cover any song you want, what band and what song would it be?
Fuck, that's kind of hard.
That's really hard. I mean, that's super broad.
I think I wouldn't mind hearing a Rotary Club do a Devo song as well.
That seems right up their alley. I would want them to stretch in a, you know, like, I don't know. But
could you hear Roxy Colley do Friends of P?
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be cool. I don't know if we're going to pull that off. I heard other bands saying they wanted to do that too, so we'll see who does it, if anybody does do it. Maybe Eric and Foreman and Aurora will do it. Who knows?
Yeah, I'd like to hear One Ton Dooley do like a Merle Haggard song or something. That'd be cool. They picked a good one.
Mm. I could probably make that happen.
Yeah. You know, stick in the catalog, find a song you guys enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to hear the Juveniles do The Cure's Wrong Number.
Nice. Specific. Very okay. Good. How was that, Doc? Did we score?
Yeah, sure.
Right on, you guys. Well, it's been a super fun time. And I just want to say to Rick, thank you for doing the show today. I know that you're deathly ill. And we barely pulled this off, but we did it.
Thank you. I was sick last week. And then I'm like, I'm still sick, but we can't miss two shows in a row. We have to do it. But I'll be in a different room from you guys. It'll be okay.
Hey, you know, I got some good news for you guys. I've been looking at the numbers, and dude, we do like when it first comes out, we get thousands of listens on the day of the thing, and then throughout the month, we get like 20,000+ listens a month now, you guys, which is way more than that's we used to get.
Yeah, we better shape up
for real. We got to stop sucking.
And I don't know if it's just because we have a catalog that you can go into, and lots of people do that, or if they're just, you know, I can see the peak when we put out a new show. So a lot of people listen to the new show too. Like,
and Kim used to say the numbers would drop when we did less frequent shows.
Yeah, we tried it every 2 weeks, made it bi-monthly or whatever,
and everything fell in the toilet.
Yeah,
nobody wants that.
Yeah, we try to do it every week so we can get like 40 episodes a year.
And besides, we're booked out for months. There's so many bands in Reno, we can't do it every other week, or we'd never get to everybody.
And we should apologize to Dave because he was really looking forward to, you know, recapping and introducing
his album. And I was sick.
Like,
this is how sick I am now. Do you know how sick I was a week ago? I was fucking so much worse. Yeah. So, yeah, and we had to cancel. I'm sorry, Dave. I failed you.
He had a rad show. His album is awesome. All his friends that played all the parts on the record for all the parts he wrote. Mm-hmm. It just sounded great. It was
so cool.
It was a great show.
Wasn't all the same style of music either. There was some good twists and turns, you know, because Dave he was singing with his regular voice. He was singing with his hardcore voice. He did some really cool percussion stuff with the timbales and
Jenny sang
instrumentals.
Too.
Yeah, Jenny sang. It was really amazing. So, Dave, we apologize about that. No big deal. Everybody gets sick. And when Rick gets sick, that's it. No show, man.
It's hard. This is hard.
Yeah. So thank you, Rick, for doing that. Thanks for coming in, Doc G. I really wanted to see you before you go.
Of course.
It's been a long time since we saw
you. I do appreciate all your help here.
Yeah, if we didn't have this show, we wouldn't have been able to say goodbye to Doc G. Yeah.
That's right.
You just would have been gone. Yeah. And we'd be like, was there a guy here? I guess not. He's gone.
Well, I had started driving before you discussed canceling, so I would have saw you anyways, probably.
You had stopped in anyways, yeah. And Chewbacca, welcome back. It's been a while.
Thanks, yeah. I was out of town for a month, and it's good to be home.
And this last song is special to you guys, right?
Yeah. This is a song I wrote, and I wrote it about and for Mikey. It's your birthday. Roxy Colley did it, so the singing's really nice and good. The musical arrangement's great, and then Steve put his sauce on it. So enjoy this song for you, Mikey. It Would Be You in the End by Roxy Colley. And it's also a sneak peek at our preview of our album that's coming out. Not that any of the other songs sound like this one, but Roxy Colley's album should be coming out this year. This is one of the tracks on it. And Thanks for listening. We'll see you at Friends of P.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
See through you.